Hello, and welcome to ASD Radio, the official podcast of the Alamosa School District. I am one of your hosts, Superintendent Dr. Diana Jones, and I'm thrilled to be your guide to the people, programs, and progress shaping our schools. As always, we're joined by co-host Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Dr. Murillo, ASD Radio is one of our favorite things that we are honored to do.
That's right. And as always, we have a phenomenal guest today. And this week is a big week for Alamosa School District.
So many things happening.
I can't wait to share more.
I'm excited as well. So let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campus. What can you share with us about what's happening around the Alamosa School District?
At our last podcast, I shared with our listeners that tomorrow we are welcoming courts in the community, and I talked about judges and what's happening. What I didn't mention is tomorrow we're also hosting what we're calling the Family Engagement Hub. And what this is doing is bringing regional folks that work on family engagement to Alamosa School District to learn with each other and from each other. So tomorrow we have the pleasure of hosting, I believe, 30 people that will be coming from not just different districts to learn with us, but also from Grand Junction as our trainer. And we're also welcoming some people from the Denver area that are going to be participants, as well as teaching us how to better do family engagement, as always, keeping it or looking at it through the lens of Alamosa School District and our Alamosa community.
Well, I'm excited to host all of those people, but also shine a light on the great things that our family engagement team is doing.
100%. And we cannot do this alone. This takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of community partners, but it also takes support from people that want to support us.
Yes. To say that. Yes. A lot of support. Yeah, and one of those people is here today.
Yes. I was trying not to give away our guest, but I'm assuming we're there.
We are there. Okay. So let's get to it.
All right, so our special guest has been in education for almost 30 years. He spent 20 years in public schools serving as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, superintendent, and he's been at the Colorado Education Initiative, CEI, for the past 10 years. And we have had the luck and pleasure to not just know the guy, but work with him quite a bit for the past 5 years now. It is my pleasure to introduce Dr. Alex Carter.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome, Dr. Carter.
So good to be here.
This is our section that we call Celebrate. So we want to spend a little time celebrating you and then celebrating our partnerships that we have with you and other colleagues of yours in Colorado Education Initiative.
Yeah, I mean, working with Alamosa School District is one of my favorite things I get to do, so it's good to be here.
Well, we are so grateful and thrilled for that partnership and the opportunity that we continue to have. So tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, geez, I've been an educator. I've been an educator my whole career. I mean, obviously my whole career, but right out of college, I just really couldn't wait to get into high schools working with kids. And I wanted to be a teacher. I was a teacher for 9 years, had an incredible experience working with some of the best educators that I think ever existed, especially my mentor, Mr. Bailey, Mr. Walter Bailey, who was the department chair of my history department as a young teacher, and he became a real mentor to me and showed me how much fun it can be to be a teacher and how much enjoyment you can get out of it in working with your kids. He had a cool saying as a teacher. He said, you've got to be number one at being number two. In other words, you've got to really say, I want my students to shine. I want to be right behind them. And I think that that's a really cool thing. It's a little bit of what we do at CEI, being kind of number one at being number two, because we don't do any work. with kids and with teachers and with schools and communities. Our partners do all the work. And we are really, really excited to be standing behind our partners and helping them stand up and be the best that they can be for their communities. And Alamosa has always been that ever since I got to start working with you half a decade ago.
My goodness, half a decade. Wow.
You know, and we always say our success is your success.
Absolutely.
That's a nice thing to say, but it's the fact is in about 40 hours, I'll get in my car and drive back to Denver. And you guys are here doing this work day in and day out. And we're so proud of the work that you've done and the work that your community has done to really say, hey, we want to be the best school district we can be for our kids. And you're doing that work. And it's just refreshing to see people and leaders that are standing up and saying, we can do it. We've got this. Our community's got this power, and we're seeing it. We're like trying to shine the light on everything that's going on down here in Alamosa.
Tell us, what is CEI?
Yeah, so CEI is a nonprofit. We're based in Denver. We don't do a whole lot of work in Denver, though. We work all over the state. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to support school districts to be the best they can be for their communities in the hopes of seeing more young people thriving in their lives, more communities that are really developing like all the capacity they need to be the best community they can be. And we want to see people understand that public K-12 education is the answer. It is the driver of our economy. It's the driver of our society. And we know that high quality schools in all these communities is going to get people to understand that that's the answer. There's troubling data out there showing that people don't understand how good things are in schools. We're really good about telling the bad stories in schools, and we want to tell more of the good stories in schools. And that's why I think your podcast is such a great idea.
We enjoy the podcast. And as I was thinking about our podcast today and reflecting on Dr. Murillo and I are starting our fifth year, and almost within just a few days of starting our career here in Alamosa, we were engaging with representatives from CEI. CEI had previously worked to help build the Celtic Plan. Then helping us co-create our strategic plan and our profile of a graduate was such a wonderful experience. And we've done so many things since then. So do you want to tell our listeners, you know, what that looks like, developing a strategic plan and profile of a graduate?
Yeah, you know, I was a superintendent in a school district in southwestern Colorado, way out in the Four Corner, the Colorado corner of the Four Corners. And back then, school districts sometimes develop strategic plans. I did, but it was done in almost a secret way. It was a couple leaders and maybe a board member would go into a room and come out a few hours later and say, we've got a strategic plan. That's not what we're talking about here. And that's not the way Alamosa approached their process. What you guys did is you said, we want to bring together all the important components of our community. We want teachers, we want students, we want community members, we want school leaders to come together and really take a good look at where are we and where do we want to go. One of the things you developed in your strategic plan is a graduate profile. This is a really great strategy. What it does is it lets everyone in the community say, what does school exist for? What is the purpose? What's the kind of North Star that we're trying to get to? And you're defining, these are the outcomes that we want for our students. And it was something that was built in a co-creation way. You know, everyone got together and said, this is what we envision when we say, these are the outcomes we want for our students when they graduate from our school district. And you talked about things like perseverance, being culturally aware, being critical thinkers, being problem solvers. And you defined your graduate profile so clearly that now that you say, this is what we want, then you look at where you are and you say, what do we need to do better to get to these outcomes for all of our students? And you guys defined some things that we can do better in the classroom. How do we get effective teaching? You defined like creating learning conditions where students are well and they feel positive and they're belonging in school. You also identified that we need to do some better support for our staff. We need to have good, high quality PD, that we need to have really healthy and great working conditions. And we also need the full participation of our community with your families and your community members. So this strategic plan has been so inspirational to us to watch you guys activate it and say, not only did we write the plan, we're actually going to do the plan. I mean, I'll tell tell you what, Dr. Jones, I've seen a lot of school leaders that write these plans and then they just go on a shelf somewhere and no one thinks about them until like 3 or 4 years later. And someone asks, hey, how are we doing against that strategic plan? You guys talk about this and are working this plan each and every day that you come to work. It's really inspirational.
Yeah. We're lucky that our work with CEI is multi-layer and multifaceted. Dr. Jones, and you just spoke about the co-creation of strategic plan profile of a graduate, mm-hmm. but something else that we do together is family engagement, which is part of the reason why you're here tomorrow. We're going to be hosting the hub, which I talked about. Can you share a little more about not just the hub, but CEI's vision behind family engagement and why that is so important to happen in communities all across Colorado?
Yeah, absolutely. So we believe that if we're ever going to get to that place where every student is thriving and every community is flourishing, we know that it's not something that's going to happen inside a box. We talk about building an open system, building a system that is really opening itself up, not closing itself out, opening itself up so that each and every part of the community can come in and participate in creating the schools and the community that they want. So one of the ways to do that is with really high quality family engagement, creating systems that get all members of your community the support they need so that they can show up the best that they can show up to make the whole community better. We're kind of built, well, one of the things that we talk about at CEI, we've got some like tenets of implementation, and one of them is called convene to connect. So we try to create opportunities for people to come together and to connect around an issue, not to say, hey, just show up and tell us like, what do you want? It's like, hey, we've got an issue. We need you to help us solve this issue. How do we bring everyone together to think about this issue together and say, what is everyone's role in helping get to these outcomes? So what we want to do is we want to help school districts really hone that craft of how do we get into, more families feeling like they're getting the support they need to show up the best they can, both to support the school district, but to get what they need out of the school district as well. So it's really an open thing. It's not like I'm asking you to do something for me. It's how can we both serve each other better?
Well, one of the things that we've learned and it is not lost on us is the Mestis case and people feeling that they were unwanted starting over 100 years ago, and there are still generations of people thinking that same way. And we want to make sure that we have open doors, that we are creating conditions for each and every student to be successful. And CEI's helped us do that in helping us implement and not only develop and co-create, but to also implement that strategic plan and move it forward.
Well, CEI has only been around for 20 years. Alamos has been leading the way when it comes to civil liberties for over 100 years. So we're happy to be here with you, continuing the long journey that the Alamosa community has been on to say, hey, we're here for every kid. We want to do this for all of our community. And it's really inspirational.
Going back to convening to connect, there is going to be a convening to connect starting on Thursday, which is around youth connections. And Dr. Jones mentioned how when we came on board, we were lucky to already have a partnership with CEI, and then it quickly grew from there. Youth Connections is grounded on youth mental health, but there's also ecosystems that it's helped me and it's helped our district to see through those ecosystems. Can you share a little more about Youth Connections and, you know, what is happening tomorrow?
You bet. It's good. We do have a multi-layered relationship here at CEI. Mm-hmm. So we're coming in and helping you with your strategic plan here in the community, but we also are bringing you together with about 16 other school districts that are saying, how can we build social emotional systems that help all of our students thrive? And it's really around giving every student the support they need to connect with one another, to feel a sense of belonging, to get the supports they need to be successful, and to produce, like to get to those outcomes that all these school districts want. So what we're doing is we're bringing together school leaders, it's middle schools and high schools and district leaders coming together to say, how do we create systems where our students are in the driver's seat? Our students get more support to say, hey, we're not just participants here, we're activists. We're activating our own social emotional well-being. So we create a social emotional ecosystem that says, how do we give supports to every student? How do we give supports to students that need extra support? How do we bring in students and empower them to drive? And then how do we bring in the whole community to wrap around our school? So this is our fifth year of working on Youth Connections in Alamosa. And it's the last year that we think right now, hopefully we'll get some more funding and we can continue the support. But it's been 5 years and the proof is in the pudding. We believe that if we can really give people better supports, their attitudes and opinions about their school experience will change. And we've seen this play out in Alamosa. And then we get to outcomes with a better attendance and better performance. And all of it's been played out. And the beautiful thing is, after 5 years, we've been collecting this data year after year, and we're starting to see this logic model prove itself out. That's the most exciting thing. We know that if you do the right work, people will feel it. If they feel it, they'll show up differently. When they show up differently, they produce differently. When they produce differently, they get to those outcomes that we're all hoping for.
And what's interesting to note, Alex, is Youth Connections started before the co-creation of the strategic plan, as well as our core beliefs. Not surprisingly, this community told us that everything that is going on in Youth Connections is of importance. So I am glad to hear, and I already know because I've seen the presentations, that Youth Connections is working. And like you said, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
It's exciting work, and we get to see it in place every single day here, along with many other things. Another opportunity that you have helped us with, Dr. Carter, is our Learn to Lead program. And we, as a team, Dr. Maria and I felt like we needed to do more for our staff to help enable them to become better leaders and be ready to take on a job if they were tapped on the shoulder or if they wanted to apply for an administrative job in some way. And you work together with us and share that honor. It's an honor to get to lead our staff as they want to become leaders on their own. And they put themselves out there every single day with no extra pay. And we are so excited about that program and excited about it. Do you want to talk a little bit about your piece in that?
Oh, absolutely. Leadership development. That's my favorite thing that we do. I love working with people that want to make a difference. And you guys identify, you're one of the few districts that's doing this. And it was really fun. I hope the Alamosa community knows that you guys aren't a secret. Alamosa was featured on a session at the Colorado Association of School Executives, where thousands of school leaders come together in the summer for our one big event. And Alamosa was featured because of their Learn to Lead program, because you're standing up and building your leadership bench here. And it's really important that you do that. And the results you get is you get better people that are ready for that job when it opens up, but you're also seeing people lead from the seat they're in. They feel more empowered to say, hey, I can do this right now. In fact, we were just working with one of your team members, Ryan Mortensen, who stepped up and said, hey, I want to do more at a district level. And he's standing up to do that. Celtic leadership. And that came right out of Learn to Lead. So you're already getting dividends from this great program that you guys have created for your people.
He told me today, just as we were meeting right before this, that he feels empowered and very grateful for that. So we love tapping people on the shoulder.
Oh, that's really neat.
What's exciting about your job?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I get to work with the best people in Colorado. I say it every day. We did a little exercise before this where we were talking about gratitudes. And what I was grateful for is I get to come to Alamosa and work with Dr. Jones and Dr. Murillo. I get to go to Grand Junction and work with great people there. Then I get to go to Durango. Then I get to go to Adams 12 right there in the metro area. Then I get to go up to Greeley. I mean, everywhere I go, I'm working with people who are in these leadership positions, and all they want to do is make things better for other people. And it's just inspiring. And I guess when I feel like I'm really lucky that I get to do that every day, it gives me energy. And then I try to take that energy and put it into the next person, and then get that like a residual energy from them and put it into the next person. So it's kind of like my new role in life, my second half of my career, 20 years in public schools. And now I'm hopefully going to do 20 years at CEI and get this work done.
We are grateful for our partnership, as I've said several times already in this podcast. As you reflect on your journey with the Alamosa School District over the last 5 years, what excites you the most about what you've seen, whether it's outcomes or processes?
You know, more than anything, so I talk about coherence a lot. Coherence is amazing. When alignment's great. Alignment's when everyone's working and pulling in the same direction. Coherence is where people are pulling together in the same direction. And every time I come, every year, I see more and more coherence in Alamosa School District, where from your K-2 school district up to your high school to your alternative school, everyone is starting to speak the same language and saying that we're trying to drive towards the same outcomes, and we understand what our role is in it. A lot of times you'll hear me talk about collective efficacy. It's this idea that it's more than just people working together. It's people understanding what is our common outcome? What are we trying to get done together? What is my role in that outcome? And do I believe that my fellows, my colleagues, know what their role is and have the skill and will to do it? And every year I see Alamosa getting closer and closer, and maybe is already starting to really get there to this idea of collective efficacy. We know what we're trying to get done together. We know what our roles are, and we're ready to do it. And we believe that our fellows are going to do their job too. And when you have that, you can move mountains. It's really exciting.
CEI is and many different facets of the educational system all across the state. If you, Alex, had a magic wand and could change one thing about the educational system, what would it be?
Well, I do have a magic wand, but I'm not going to pull it out right now. I want to earn this one. What I would want is I would want people to understand that school is really hard. Running schools, I used to say when I was a teacher, I thought about 90% of my decisions were right. As a school leader, it was like 75%. As a district leader, as a superintendent, it was like 50-50. It's like every decision is so nuanced. And people are so critical, and they're so quick to jump on and criticize the decisions people are making. I wish people would like look at the motivation behind the educators. I work with lots and lots of educators. I work with teachers. I work with school leaders. I work with district leaders. If I could wave a magic wand and I'd let people like be able to look at the soul of our educators, and the souls of our educators are so good. They want what's best for kids. They really want great outcomes for every kid. And it's really, really hard work. The easiest thing I ever did was build a school building in Cortez. I built a high school, and it's so nice when you do that, because you can point to it and go, that I did that. But when you're doing the hard work of teaching and learning, the gains you make can be so microscopic, it's hard to see, and it's so hard. So I wish people would be able to just look at our educators and see, oh, that's a good one, because I would say that 99% of the people doing the work are good.
I agree.
We certainly agree. And I just want to give a shout out to you and your colleagues at Colorado Education Initiative. You and I had this conversation a few days ago. As you know, Lisa Maria Heredia was just announced as being a finalist for the Colorado Teacher of the Year, but there were several. I know, woohoo! We are so proud. And but as we talked, there were several other school districts that had Teachers of the Year that CEI directly touches and has what I said their thumbprint on, but truly provides support and leadership and just creating those conditions as we try to do here that you've created along the way to help some of those other districts. And I just want our listeners to understand what a great honor it is for us as Alamosa to get to work with CEI and their representatives.
Well, it's always an honor and a privilege to work with you guys. It's really nice that you say all that, but we wouldn't be down here if we didn't believe in you guys. And when I say you guys, often I'm talking about the jockeys. Like I always say, do you bet on the horse or do you bet on the jockey? Sometimes you bet on the jockeys. You're looking at the leaders in the district. And that means all the way down to teacher leaders up. And when you see that they've got some horsepower, that they're ready to go, that's where you want to invest, because that'll make the biggest difference. And we recognize that there is so much potential and actual like you guys are already there. I'm not saying you have potential. I'm saying you're producing and you can even do better and better. And we're excited to be here on the journey with you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it so much. As always, it's a great day to be a Mean Moose. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.